Friends in Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior. We consider this morning the theme of the apocalypse, and our reading is from the Old Testament reading, the entire reading for this morning. You may follow along on the back of your bulletin from Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. They shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. This is God's word. Please be seated. Apocalypse. And a lot of people hear that word, and it really scares the daylights out of them. And yet, it's kind of ironic in our culture that we seem to have a fixation and a fascination with apocalyptic and post-apocalyptic themes in the popular culture. Of course, apocalyptic themes are those themes that explore, you know, how the world is going to come to an end, the world as we know it, whether by massive natural disasters or by an alien invasion perhaps, or by maybe even by ravenous packs of roaming flesh-eating zombies, you know? Some of the movies have that too. You get bit by one of these things and you become a zombie until the whole world has become zombified. And then I don't know what the zombies are going to do after that. And then the post-apocalyptic themes explore life after the apocalypse, after civilization has collapsed, and the few who are still left on Earth are reduced to an almost animalistic struggle, a might makes right, survival of the fittest kind of life. It's the last man on Earth kind of theme. Like the movie I Am Legend. I never saw it, but I did a little reading about it. And in that movie, Will Smith is left as one of the last few people on Earth because of a lethal strain of the measles virus that had wiped out everybody else. And civilization has collapsed. Apocalypse! Just a couple of weeks ago for our family movie night, we rented a sci-fi apocalyptic movie about these fast-moving glaciers that were wiping out civilization, and they would send out these F-16 fighters and to the leading edge of the glaciers, and they'd try to bomb them and break up the glaciers, and then the glaciers would fight back, and they'd throw these big, huge ice chunks back at civilization, and these chunks would fall on buildings and people, and it was just the cheesiest, most awful movie. It had to be one of the 10 worst movies I think we've ever saw. We've been debating in our family. How bad was it? It was bad. But these kinds of themes have become very popular in our... By the way, the name of that movie, I think, was Ice Age 2011, so just to steer you away from it. But those kinds of themes have become very popular in our day. In just the past 4 years or so, I read that some 100 major movies and video games have hit the markets with these kinds of themes. And people are soaking this stuff up. And apparently they are also soaking it in because this stuff, this apocalyptic fiction, is influencing and shaping the way people think about the future and about the end of time. And there are even some Christian churches that get in on the act, especially our evangelical friends. They have a sort of a Christianized version of this post-apocalyptic theme that says the church is going to suddenly be raptured out of this earth, and then with the church all gone from the earth, now evil is going to be unleashed and unrestrained in this world for those who were left behind. This apocalyptic stuff is all over in our culture. But why? Why is our culture so fixated on such dark and depressing themes? What's the psychology that drives a person to go to a movie theater and to spend some of their hard-earned money to sit in a dark room and watch a movie that scares them to death? You know, one pastor in our circuit had kind of an interesting theory about this as we talked about this text this past week. He cited the movie Paranormal Activity. Again, I've never seen that movie. This stuff is just not my cup of tea. But apparently there's a scene in this movie in which the main character who is under, and I did watch a YouTube clip of this, and it is scary stuff, but the main character is under assault in her home from this unseen force, and she screams out in this scene, "We have no control! We have no control!" Could it be that this is what lies behind our culture's fascination with apocalyptic themes? You know, years ago, remember the good old days when the economy was strong and growing and everyone had jobs and your housing values were increasing and that was a good investment. All your other investments were basically solid and the nation was respected and you felt like you had a grip on things. You had everything under control. And in those days, we weren't so enamored by these apocalyptic themes. With such a bright future, I guess, why concern yourself with such dark thoughts about the end of the world? But it seems to be a different day now. People are feeling less and less control. You know, terrorists, disasters, healthcare costs, declining home values, a mounting tidal wave of national debt, unemployment, inflation, Ahmadinejad, Beijing. All these things come at us like a bunch of zombies eating away at us, and it feels more and more like we're losing control of things, like we're coming to the apocalypse. And maybe, just maybe, the reason we are so taken by these apocalyptic-themed entertainments is that for just a little while we can immerse ourselves in a darkened room, in a world where people really have lost all control. And for an hour and a half, we sit there and we watch the apocalypse happen right in front of our eyes. These massive explosions, these disasters, natural disasters on a huge scale. Civilization is collapsing in front of us. People are reverting to survival instincts. The infrastructure of our lives has fallen apart. Oh my goodness. And then when all the credits roll at the end of the movie, we take a deep breath, get up out of our seat, we walk back out into the brightly lit mall, we hear the Christmas music again, see all the shoppers busily shopping for their loved ones, grab a little something at the food court, and as our pulse settles back down, we realize, hey, things could be a lot worse. We could be dealing with zombies, right? And in an odd kind of way, I feel comforted. Because as out of control as I sometimes feel in this real world, and as scary as this life can sometimes be, it's not nearly as bad as what I just saw on the big screen. And life goes on. In other words, folks, the suggestion is this. Our culture's fixation on the apocalypse is a convoluted attempt to allay our deepest fears. Why else would we go to a movie and scare ourselves to death? Let me ask you this. Let's get a little more personal. Are you one who is frightened to think of the apocalypse? Or let me ask it this way. Have you attached any apocalyptic significance to the date of December 21st, 2012? If you even know what I'm talking about, you've probably seen the movie 2012 and you've probably put some thought into it. Are you just a little scared that maybe the Mayans were right and they ended their calendar at the point when the world itself is going to end on December 21st, 2012? May God in His mercy forgive you your fears. And I say forgive you because fear is more than just a psychological response. Fear is a sin. And the only reason you fear the apocalypse is because you have failed to this point to hear and to trust God on this matter. People who fear the apocalypse are taking their cues from the wrong places. You do not learn anything accurate about the apocalypse from movies like 2012 or The Planet of the Apes. Although I have to say, that's a pretty cool post-apocalyptic scenario, isn't it? That we're going to be ruled by apes after civilization has collapsed? Oh, very clever stuff. And all of this stuff makes for great movies. But none of it is right. None of it is correct. Even the very definition of the word apocalypse has gotten all twisted up in the popular culture and conception. On the website Yahoo Answers, the question is asked, what does apocalypse mean? And the answers inevitably come back, well, it means the end of the world involving great destruction. You see how the popular culture influences our thinking even more than the Word of God? Do you know what the word apocalypse really means? Here's a hint. Apocalypse is the Greek name for the last book of the Bible. Yeah. Apocalypto. It means to unhide something. It means to reveal. Revelation. Revealing, like when Meryl Streep this past week revealed this giant movie poster about her new movie, Margaret Thatcher movie. Aren't revealings supposed to be times of excitement and joy and wonderment, not fear and fright? You know, when Ty Pennington says, "Move that bus," and is about ready to reveal a new house, do those people look scared to you? They look joyful, excited beyond words. On Wednesday, when Chrysler revealed its plans to put $500 million into the Toledo Jeep production facilities, were those people in Toledo afraid? No, they were elated. When Cedar Point reveals one of its new roller coasters, people get giddy. They can't wait to get out to the point and try the new coaster. For you, Christian, that's the feeling of the apocalypse. The apocalypse is a day of revealings, a day of revelations that will send thrills up and down our spines as we anticipate the joy that God has for us that knows no ending. Our Old Testament reading today from Ezekiel is a prophecy of the day when the shepherd of our souls puts a stop to all of the madness, all the wickedness, all the evil and the pushing and the shoving of this world, when He brings an end to life as we know it. But that's not a bad thing, is it? That's a great thing, because life isn't all that wonderful sometimes. And yes, it will be a day of judgment. He says, therefore, in verse 20, therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. And of course, our gospel reading today gives us more details about that day of judgment and what a tragic day it will be for those who are revealed to be the goats, the enemies of God, the unbelievers, the hypocrites who merely pretended to be Christians, and who will be cast into the fire of hell that was prepared for the devil and his angels. But for you, child of God, redeemed by the shepherd who became the sacrifice lamb and took away all of our sins, that day of the apocalypse is going to be a day of thrilling, thrilling revelations. Let's go back to verse 12. As the shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they've been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness, and I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land, and there they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. The apocalypse, a day of revealings. The shepherd himself will be revealed to us as he gathers all of his sheep from all over the world. And the sheep will be revealed, and we will be vindicated, and all the world will finally know who belonged to the shepherd and who did not. And then perhaps most exciting of all for us, the biggest extreme home makeover revealing you could imagine. As God peels back the veil and he shows us for the first time those expansive and verdant pastures that will be our eternal home. A new heaven and a new earth, the eternal home of the shepherd's sheep, where we will forever lie down in green pastures and in perfect security and blessedness. Christians, stop letting the movies and the games and the popular culture influence your thinking about the apocalypse and about the end of time. God has revealed things to us about the end to comfort us, not to scare us. His love casts out all our fears. So the next time you think about the apocalypse, forget about flesh-eating zombies and alien attacks and deadly viruses and destruction on a global scale and the end of civilization as we know it and apes ruling over us, apocalypse now kind of stuff. Think instead about a shepherd gathering his sheep together to himself and leading them to lush and verdant pastures for all of eternity. Now that's the apocalypse. It may not make for a blockbuster movie, but it sure makes a soft pillow when you lay your head down at night. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.